Hello, Mrs. Noland?
Hello.
Mrs. Noland.
Mrs. Noland?
Yes, hello.
Yeah. Ma'am, listen.
Calling about your bread maker.
Wait. No, wait. Hold on. First of all, are you sitting down, Mrs. Noland? Are you sitting down?
No.
Are you sitting down, Mrs. Noland?
No, I am not.
Oh, please sit down. We have news to tell you. Okay, are you ready? I'm going to give you Dark Stranger now. She's going to tell you.
Ma'am, do you have a piece of paper and a number two pencil? You need a number two pencil.
All right.
Number two?
I don't know.
You don't know. You should look at the pencil.
I don't have my glasses on. I can't see. Yes, it's a number two.
Awesome. You need to write this down.
All right.
The word. Wait. No, you need to know what the word is. Okay, I need to pass you to my associate to tell you what the word is. Roy, you need to tell her what the word is.
Ma'am.
It's very important.
Ma'am.
So important, I need to pass you to Roy.
Ma'am, can you hear me?
I can
make
hear
sure,
you.
Make sure she has the right writing device first there, Roy.
Is this a joke? Are you quite serious, or I'm going to hang up?
No, we're calling from Oster. You called us today about your bread maker. This is Oster.
I did.
I'm the company Oster. I'm calling from the Oster.
Oh, you're crazy. It's middle of the night.
But you called us. This is Oster. And listen, I need to tell you what the word is.
All right, tell me.
You need to know, or we will not fix your bread maker, ma'am.
It's bird. Bird is the word.
Bird.
Bird is the word.
Who is this?
What is your last name?
Butthole.
Better hope I don't ever see you face to face, buddy.
What the hell is wrong with you?
You don't know me, I don't know you.
Who are you, you dipshit?
What do you mean, below?
Hello there, everybody. You are listening to the Snowplow Show. Today is August 29th, 2018. That intro you just heard was by Zombie Cat. Thanks, Zombie Cat. That was awesome. He sent me an email with that. He says, I wrote a song about Roy. It's called The Lonely Ballad of the Phone Ranger. One day, while riding his donkey through the deserts toward Roy, New Mexico, Roy ate a weird cactus. He started to feel like microwaves were attacking his brain cells. This journey forced him to come to terms with the idea that nobody really knows who Roy is. He never felt so alone. It was as if he was stuck in outer space or in an underground tunnel. That's great. I don't usually get stories with intro songs. But there you go. Thank you, Zombie Cat, for that one. This is episode 495, and it's sponsored by high school graduate Jamie F., Serial Shitter, Nagler, and Pat D. They are the sponsors of today's show, and they're responsible for everything that happens on today's show. Because saying that worked out so well for me on those grocery store complainer calls, right? You know, when I got in trouble for those, I tried to throw the sponsors under the bus and say, I'm not the one you want, it's the sponsor guy. But they wouldn't listen to me. They stuck me with all of the charges. Also, thank you to the new supporters of the show, including Will S. And this person's name is, I'm gifting a free month to a Reddit hobo. I don't know what that means. I don't see anything in the Phone Losers Reddit about gifting some Patreon. I don't know. Maybe they're just trying to confuse me. In any case, thank you for supporting the show, helping me pay my legal fees, and enjoy all of the extra content you get from supporting the show. For example, the Dial a Payphone show that I did on Monday. Only the people on Patreon can see that one right now. That's an early access thing. There's reasons I'm doing that. We won't get into it right now. We will soon, though. But that one will be available for the rest of you by at least next week. I have one important announcement for today's show, and it's about Ding Timber. As I've said before, I am not handling Ding Timber this year. That's all going to be on somebody else. I know it sucks that we can't do it like we used to, but there are very good reasons for that, all involving my current legal situation. I would do it if I could, but anyway, I'm still going to be doing it. It's just going to be handled by somebody else, and that person is Dwight from the Dwight the Janitor show. Last year, Carlito did it. This year, Dwight's doing it. He will be sharing the Ding numbers with me and Carlito and probably other people. And I guess he set up the number, but he hasn't told me what the number is yet. So maybe on the next show, I will give out that number since September 1st is coming up soon. And I will play the best calls from Dwight's show. I will just steal them from his show streams without his permission, and I'll put them on my show. What's he going to do about it? And same with Carlito. And I was thinking this year, if you are a prank call host, show person, a person that does a show, and you want to do ding calls on your show. By the way, just for the new listeners, Ding Timber is the thing that we do every year where you, the listener, get to leave a note on a car that says, sorry, I dinged your car. Please give me a call back and we'll discuss this. My name is Roy and you put my phone number on it. Or this year it's going to be Dwight's phone number. Last year it was Carlito's phone number. We should figure out a way to make this decentralized since I can't do it myself anymore. Probably for at least a couple more years. Like, if you're a show host, maybe you could set up your own Ding Timber number, and I could give that out as well, and people can just pick who they want to leave ding notes for when they go out and leave ding notes. Or maybe they could leave multiple ding notes with different phone numbers on them, mostly with Dwight's number, but, you know, maybe you could do some other hosts too, and they could have fun with it. And if you're a prank call show host, you don't even need my permission or anything. I love when people use my ideas. If you want to do ding calls, I highly suggest doing it every single September, every year. Do it all year if you want. I don't give a shit. I just want to hear more ding calls happen by anybody. And if you send me your best ding calls, I could play them on my show occasionally. I think that's a great idea. We should figure out a way to make this work. Maybe we can talk about it on the PLA Facebook group or the Phone Losers Reddit or something. But yeah, a decentralized network of Ding Timber numbers. Because I can't think of a way that we could all access the same phone number. I mean, I guess we could just all have the same Google login. I don't know. Wouldn't that cause problems? Because then somebody would just lose their mind over some kind of drama and delete the phone number or delete the account. No, we don't want to do that. But anyway, thank you, Dwight, the janitor, for doing this. Because if it wasn't for him, I absolutely would not be doing Ding Timber this year if he wasn't going to be taking over the number and helping me out with this. So thank you, Dwight. Everybody should be listening to Dwight's show. He does a show every Saturday night at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. He's very punctual. Like, he hardly ever misses a week, and he always starts right at 7 p.m. Pacific. And you can hear that at Mixler.com/prankcallnation. Hopefully, by the time the next Snowplow show is released, I will have a Ding Timber number for you. Hurry the fuck up and give me that number, Dwight. Okay, let's get started with today's show.
It's a cross between a beeper and a car phone. It's a pocket cellular telephone, which Walker Telecommunications has recently introduced to the market. There are only three portable phones available. The one on the left is put out by Motorola, the one on the right by General Electric. Walker's phone sells for almost $3,300 retail. The others are comparable at plus or minus $100. The phone is a conglomerate of technologies from Switzerland, Japan, Holland, and the U.S. Walker Corporation estimates that the consumer price will drop to about $2,000 in 18 months or so from now. But at present, the demand is there.
While many people say the car phone is the way of the future, the cellular communication field says this isn't so, and we can soon begin to see a new gimmick on the market, a phone in a watch. Oh, excuse me, I have a phone call. Hello? Oh, just a minute, please. In Hop Hog, Jamie Schiffman, News 55.
I have an interesting list of numbers today. It was sent in to me by a guy named Snakey, and he says a hotel in Beaumont has a box where you can drop your business card to win a free stay at the hotel. Below are the names, job titles, and companies of people who recently dropped their cards. So I guess he pulled some cards out and, you know, wrote down the information from them. And he has some ideas here. He says you should call each one and tell them they won a free stay, but with wacky twists, maybe they have to sign a waiver saying they are a cheap hobo to get the room. That sounds fun. Maybe they have to shovel coal in the boiler room as a condition of staying there. Maybe they have to come tonight, no substitutions, or else they owe you a cancellation fee. Maybe you can ask them why they're successful business people but feel the need to scrounge for a free local hotel room. Yeah, that's a good question. These people's businesses must not be doing that well if they need a free hotel stay. So it's a list of, I don't know, 10 or 11 numbers, and it just has their names, the business that they work for, and their phone numbers. Let's try some of these out.
This is Tim.
Hey there, this is Roy from the hotel. You stayed here not too long ago.
No, I did not.
Well, you put a business card in our box for the contest to win a room.
What's the last name on the card?
It says Francisco, Operations Manager, okay. Associates.
Yeah, this is Tim, not Francisco. Hang on 1 second. Let me get him on the phone.
Okay.
Hey, Francisco, it's Tim. What's going on, buddy? How are you?
Good. How can I help
you? Hey, so I got somebody that called me from a hotel that you apparently dropped your business card in, and it's got my extension on it, on your business card. So they're actually calling you to give you something. I have him on the line here. Are you there, sir?
Yep, this is Roy.
Yeah, but the hotel, Lisa, is at the hotel. Okay, maybe they are looking for Lisa. Okay, let me talk.
No, hang on. They said they were looking for you. They said Francisco. He's on the line. Okay. Hang on.
Hey, Francisco, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. This is Roy. I'm with the hotel.
Okay.
You stayed here not too long ago, right?
Right. Last week or the week before?
Yeah.
17th,
yeah.
If I'm not wrong.
That's it. The manager of the hotel, his name is Kevin.
Yes.
He wanted me to call you up and let you know that he doesn't like you.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, he just doesn't like you.
That's it?
It's
okay, he's fine.
That's all. I just, you know, that was the message. I'm supposed to call up and let you know that he does not like you, not one bit.
Okay, no problem.
And Tim, you can stop laughing because this is not a joke. I'm completely serious.
No, I'm not laughing. He's somebody on your background is laughing.
No, that's me, Francisco. I'm laughing.
Yeah, he's giggling like a little girl or something.
Okay.
I needed that humor in my life today.
Oh, this is not humor. No, the manager Kevin seriously does not like Francisco.
Okay, fine, no problem.
Yep. I mean, I don't know if you get this a lot. Maybe you're just not a very likable person.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah, maybe.
Very hard, you know? I'm not American. I'm Italian. You know that. No, you can hear my accent.
Oh, this has nothing to do with race. It's nothing to do with race. We're not racist here. The manager just does not
like you
as a person.
No, I'm not telling that. You are assuming something wrong.
Oh, you're telling me race for no reason. I'm letting you know it's not a race thing. He just doesn't like you.
No. Okay, cool.
And to be honest, before Tim three-wayed you in, he told me he also does not like you, but he'll do it.
Okay.
That is not something I said, my man.
Oh, it definitely is. Like, you want to say things like that, you should have the balls to say it to his face and not behind his back. Tim does not like you.
Okay, you done that? You done with that today?
I guess so. Okay. Tim hung up on me. So I was going to do the business card thing, and then it just got all weird with him three-waying Francisco onto the line. So I'm just like, whatever. I'm going to tell him the manager doesn't like him. That'll be good enough, right? Even though he didn't seem to care too much. So maybe I'll have better luck with this next one. LaToya, I think, is the name. He or she is a CEO of something. A manager / CEO. Doesn't that mean you're not a very good CEO? Hello?
Hello.
Hi there. This is Roy from the hotel. You stayed here not too long ago?
Yes, sir.
And you entered this contest to win a free room?
Yes.
And you won the free room.
Great. I never win anything.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Uh-huh. So,
okay, what do I need to do?
Nothing really. I'm just going to put you in the computer here. And you will have a free stay the next time you come in. And this does not expire anytime you want to do this. You know, it'll be here and ready for you.
I'm actually coming in this weekend. Can you do it for one of the nights I'm coming in?
Oh, sure. Yeah, we can do that. Do you know which night it's going to be this weekend?
Yes, I'm coming in on the 31st.
The 31st, okay.
I'll be there the weekend. So it's under...
Okay, yeah, we still have that here in the computer. And just so you're aware, you will be staying in a room in the basement.
In the what?
In the basement, so there's no windows.
Okay, this is a joke now.
Oh, no, I wouldn't kid about this. You're going to be, like, we have several rooms in the basement that we use for the contests mm-hmm. and the free winners, and you're going to be the third one down. It's next to the boiler room.
Well, I'll just wait. I'll keep the room that I have.
Oh, no. No, I've already switched it. I put it in the computer. You get the free room. You don't have to pay. It's a nice...
Yeah, I don't want to stay in the boiler. No, I don't want to stay in the basement.
No, it's not in the boiler room. It's just by the boiler room. I'm just trying to tell you where it is. But it's a nice room. It's just as nice as the others. There's just no window.
No, I need a window.
Well, I mean, there's a fake window. It's got like fluorescent lighting behind it. It looks very realistic.
This has to be a joke.
No, I wouldn't.
Then Mark, you should do this.
I wouldn't kid about this. I don't know why you would think this is a joke. I'm just letting you know you won the contest. Yeah, in the basement, we have to have fake windows. It'd be weird if there's no window. But,
okay.
you know, it's below the ground, so how do you put a window in the basement?
Okay, thank you.
Also, I'm required by law to let you know that there has been 2 suicides in your room.
Okay.
Is that okay with you? Like, you don't have a problem with that?
Yeah, I might be the third one.
Maybe, you know. Well, come on, don't say that. Like, no, this has been very traumatic for us, having to deal with suicides in our hotel. Quit being such a jerk about this.
If I'm going to be in a room with no windows, I may commit suicide.
Well, that's dumb. There's a fake window. It's got fluorescent lighting. It looks real.
Are you going to stay in there with me?
Are you single?
No, but you still can stay with me.
Yeah, but, you know.
And we can both commit suicide at the same time.
It's a one bed, so, you know, we're going to be sleeping together, just so you know.
Well, just don't touch me. We'll be okay. My husband will be in it right in the middle of us.
No promises. Well, why do you need me in there if your husband's going to be with you?
Hey, more than Miriam. Why not?
I guess. If you want to try something like that, sure, I'd be up for it, I guess.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling me.
Yeah, sure. No problem. Just remember, you're going to be in the basement this weekend.
Remember, you're going to be with me. Wear something red. I love red, okay?
Okay. I definitely will.
Okay, thank you.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Bye.
Wear something red. What the hell? So that one didn't really go how I was expecting, either. What the hell? Not sure what to think about that one. I'm going to have to take a different approach with these or something. I like this idea of his here, where it says they have to sign a waiver saying they are a cheap hobo to get the room.
Thank you for holding this, Mike.
Hey there, Mike. This is Roy. I'm with the hotel.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. You stay
nicest here. Hotel in Beaumont.
Oh, thank you very much. You put your business card into our box for the contest to win a free night stay?
Yeah.
And you actually won for this month.
Right on.
You have any plans to be back in the area soon?
Yeah, I try to get over there about a couple times a month.
Nice. All right. Well, it doesn't expire or anything. We'll put you in the computer, and next time you come in, you'll just have a free night stay.
Okay, you want to email me something on that, or?
Sure. Yeah, I could go ahead and do that. It looks like we have your email here too.
Cool. I'm in the commercial flooring business. I don't know who the facilities manager is there, or You know, we do a lot of hospitality and, you know, office buildings and stuff like that. But, you know, maybe we could help.
Maybe, yeah. I'd have to get the manager, Kevin, to talk about that.
Sure.
But I just have to get it here on record. I'm typing it into the computer that you're going to get your next free night stay here.
Okay.
And, like, just it's kind of like a company policy. We're going to have you sign a waiver when you come in, just confirming that you're a cheap hobo.
Okay, gotcha.
Like, and I need you to just confirm that over the phone.
I'd be glad to sign anything, you know.
Okay, but yeah, could you just say it on the phone? Just confirm with me that you are a cheap hobo.
No, not gonna say that.
Well, no, I just have to get it on a recording on the phone in order to put you here in the computer for the free stay. You need to let
me
know.
No, I get it, but why would I say that?
Well, it's just, you know, because you're getting the free room. It's like a promotional thing. It's fun.
I'm a cheap hobo.
No, I'm sorry. I was talking over you. Just say, my name is Mike, and I am a cheap hobo.
I'm not going to say that.
Why not? Because what? I mean, it's not, like, what? Do you think it's going to affect your reputation or something?
No. I say what? If you send me an email that says I have a free night over there, I'll be glad to call you back and say that when you're ready to record it.
Okay, well, no, I'm ready to record it right now, and I've put you in the computer already. You just have to sign a waiver when you come in, just confirming that you are a cheap hobo, and, like, you don't want to pay for your room, and you get a free room for the night.
that just sounds crazy.
I mean, it's just part of the contest.
It sounds like a hoax or someone's trying to have a little fun with me here.
No, I'm not trying to have fun with you. This is just, we pick a winner every single month, and most people don't have a problem with this.
Okay, you ready?
Okay.
My name is Mike, and I'm a cheap hobo.
All right. There we go. I can type it in here now. It's all ready. You just, next time you come in, you'll have to sign the waiver. And, you know, just confirming on paper that you are a cheap hobo. And it'll become a matter of public record when you do that. And you'll be able to stay here in the basement.
Unreal.
What do you mean, unreal?
Okay. I'll give it a try.
Okay. Did you want to talk to the manager, Carol, about the flooring or whatever that was?
Sure.
All right. Can I put you on hold here real quick?
That'd be great.
All right. Just a minute, please.
All of our representatives are currently busy. Please stay on the line, and your call will be answered by the next available representative.
My pussy good, pussy sweet. Pussy good enough to eat. Pussy good, pussy sweet. Pussy good enough to eat. My pussy good, pussy sweet. Pussy good.
Hello, this is Carol. Can I help you?
Hi, Carol. How are you today?
Not too bad. How are you?
Not too bad. I want a free night stay with you guys.
Oh, that's great. This must be Mike, then.
That's me.
Hey, Mike.
I was calling. Well, I was the gentleman who I spoke with. I asked him about, you know, who I might need to speak with about maybe getting on a vendor list or, you know, getting on you guys' database of qualified flooring contractors.
Flooring contractors?
For the hotel.
Oh, you want to put in a floor for us?
If you need some, I'd be glad to help.
Well, like in exchange for a free night stay? What are you, a cheap hobo?
man, is this some kind of hoax? I mean, you guys are doing a good job of this.
No, it's not a hoax. I'm the manager here. I'm not totally under... Like, you just want to, like, come and stay, and then maybe instead of paying, you're going to put some of our flooring in? Or clean the floor?
No.
Or?
No, I would stay at your hotel again.
Yeah.
You know. Well, you know, I'd be glad to pay for it. I was just seeing if there was an opportunity where I could help you guys, is all.
Like, I don't...
I wouldn't want to exchange it for free nights.
Oh.
I would want to exchange it for Federal Reserve notes.
I see. Okay. But, like, because you wouldn't want to, like, maybe stay in a room and retile the bathroom while you're staying here?
I don't think so, no.
Why? Are you afraid of hard work?
No.
Are you a cheap hobo?
Potentially.
That sounds a little weird, like you want to exchange. That's what hobos do. Like, they travel town to town, and they get odd jobs for free places. Do you ever hear that song, King of the Hill? by Roger Miller?
King of the Road, you mean?
Yeah, that's what I said. I didn't say anything else.
You said King of the Hill.
No, I said King of the Road. You're mishearing me. I'm a manager. I know what I'm talking about. I'm a manager. You're shit.
Okay. You're the manager?
Correct.
Well, I mean, it is the nicest hotel in Beaumont. I mean, that's sort of a dubious distinction, I would think.
Yeah, it's true. But, you know, if you want to come in and do some floor work for a free night stay, I guess we could arrange something.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen.
So you'd put in, an entire bathroom floor for us while you're in your room?
Well, I don't think so. I don't know if... I sort of feel like you guys are... Someone's pulling my leg here.
No, we wouldn't pull your leg. We were just calling you to let you know you won the contest. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, great. I look forward to getting the email from the gentleman I spoke to first.
Okay, great. Yeah, did he get you all set up and everything? Did you confirm that you're a cheap hobo?
I can't remember if I did or not, but he said he was going to email me, so.
Okay, all right. That sounds good then. But yeah, next time you
come in,
you'll have a free room.
Thank you.
You'll just need to sign the waiver that says you're a cheap hobo.
Right, got it.
All right.
Have a nice day.
All right, thank you, Mike.
There we go. We got someone to admit that they're a cheap hobo. I wish he didn't have such a weird last name, because I know I'm going to have to bleep that out, because he's got kind of a unique last name. Oh, well. I can't remember if I mentioned it at the beginning, but he is a sales consultant for a flooring company. It says that on his business card. And he never misses an opportunity to try and sell somebody flooring. Every opportunity he gets, hey, you need some floors? He's a good salesman. Thanks for that idea, Snakey.
Hello?
Hey there, is this Ronald?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Roy from the hotel. You stayed here recently?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
This is the one in Shreveport?
Yeah, in Beaumont.
No, I ain't staying in Beaumont.
Oh, well, we have your business card here. You dropped your business card in the free, you know, that you're trying to get a free room for the night.
Yeah, we have a service down Sunday.
Service?
So I dropped my business card there.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you actually won the free night stay.
Oh, okay.
So, okay. But I guess you're not going to need that if you're just here every Sunday?
Oh, I'm not there every Sunday, but we only use it when available, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think I could just have it?
Yeah.
Like, can I just have it myself? Can I have your free room? No, I'm serious. I just work here at the front desk, and sometimes people don't want their free rooms. And if they don't want their free rooms, I can just transfer it over to my own name. And I can invite my friends over, and we have parties.
Oh, well, I would like to have it.
What if?
Yeah, I would like to have it for me and my wife.
Yeah, but what?
To get away from the house, from the boys.
That's true. How old are the boys?
He's in college, but man, he's a headache. So, we try to get away all we can.
I see.
That's why we went to Shreveport last week.
Yeah. Well, like, if you sign the room over to me and I throw this party, I could invite you and your wife to the party.
Well, we don't attend parties.
Yeah, but
we are ministers at the church.
Yeah, but this could be something different. Like, our parties are pretty tame. Like, we drink a lot of alcohol. We listen.
No.
We smoke a lot of marijuana. So the room would be filled.
We ain't interested, sir.
But you don't have.
If you got to keep the room, you keep it. You don't have to take me through all that.
Oh, no, I don't have to. I was just wondering if maybe you'd just give it to me.
No, I don't have time for all that. You know, if there's a prank call, you know, I'm trying to work right now. So,
yeah. You
know, if you're serious about it, I'll come get the room and redeem it or whatever.
I'm serious. It's just
But I don't have time for no bullcorn.
Bull corn. No, it's like, yeah. Look, you wouldn't even have to smoke the weed.
Well,
you'd just be, you'd get
well,
it.
Well, I'm just saying, the way you're talking to about drugs, drinking and stuff, I'm not all for that because I'm a minister and, yeah. You know, I don't play with it. I don't play that, okay?
It's not drugs. It's just marijuana. You know, it's practically legal.
Yeah, but I don't play that. You got to understand me, okay?
Yeah, but you don't have to smoke the marijuana. Just being in the room, that'll get you high because
okay,
it's so smoky in there.
Goodbye, sir.
Come on. Come to our party. Please. That guy told me this is bull corn. I have never heard that before. I'm going to add that to my list of weird things that people have said to me. I'm full of bull corn. Somebody write that down. That needs to be a thing on the wiki at phonelosers.org/wiki. Weird phrases and words and stuff that have been said to me during phone calls. So it looks like the next one is also a minister. His name is Ross. A lot of ministers hanging out in that hotel.
Hello?
Hello, is Ross around?
What do you need?
Well, I'm calling from the hotel he stayed in at the in Beaumont. Oh, maybe you didn't
what
know
do
about
you
that.
Need?
Maybe you didn't know about that. I'm sorry. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. Did you know he wasn't at a hotel in Beaumont?
Who do you need, sir?
Well, he entered a contest at our hotel. He put his business card in this box. So you can drop the attitude and just put Ross on the phone, lady.
Wait, I'm saying, who do you need,
oh,
sir?
Ross, please. Could I please speak with Ross?
What's the last name?
He's the minister at... Like, why are
yes,
you...
Yes, yes.
Why are
the
you...
The name is Ronald. The name is Ronald.
Why does it say Ross here?
My name is Rosalind, but not Ross.
Well, it says Ross.
I'm Rosalind. Yeah.
Yeah, you need to fix...
But how can I help you?
You need to fix your business cards. Okay, so you actually... So if this is you, then did you drop your business card in this box?
Yes. Oh, mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you won the free night stay.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yay.
Uh-huh.
So you get a free room next time you come here. No strings attached. Just tell them that you won the contest. They'll look you up in the computer, and you've got a free room.
Do I need to a number or anything for them to verify?
Oh, no. You're in the computer here, so just let us know and you get that free room.
And what is your name again, sir?
My name's Roy.
Roy, last name?
Gerbel. I just work here at the front
Gerbel.
Desk. Yep.
Yes, sir. We go to church over there with another ministry there. So I'll notify the front desk and
okay, probably with Ronald's.
Happy to take it.
Ronald's ministry,
I'm sorry?
Right? Are you with Ronald's ministry?
Yes, I'm Rosalind and Ronald. We're the married couple. The name that's on the card.
Oh, okay, yeah. He scribbled out your name. It's weird. So I'm all confused about this card. Wait, Ronald's the one that was stealing light bulbs from the hallways.
No.
Like the guy that owns the home improvement place?
Yes.
Yeah, we had him on the security cameras. He was going up and down the hallways just like unscrewing the light bulbs and putting them in his pocket.
No.
No, it was definitely him, I remember. Because we told him to cut it out.
Is there another manager available, sir?
I can get Carol if you want. It's not a big deal. We dealt with it already. I remembered. You said Ronald. I'm like, oh yeah, the light bulb guy. That's what we all call him here now, is the light bulb guy. But he was stealing light bulbs.
To say that you're at this company and you're at the front desk, your attitude and your demeanor, it's not professional. Thank you. Have a good day.
But you were being all grouchy with me at first, so... Aw, I wanted to give her Carol. Should I call her back as Carol? I guess Ross and Ronald, they're going to have some interesting stories to share.
Hi, you've reached Rosalind, and I'm sorry that I missed your call.
Now she's not picking up.
I was going to call her back as Carol.
Whether you're a snow-clearing enthusiast or you are a snow-plowing professional, tune into the Snowplow Show. Right here. Ain't nothing better on internet. Except for Stick It with Mr. Biggs. That one's pretty good. I'm a little biased. I admit.
Hello, this is Daryl.
Hey, Daryl, this is Roy from the hotel. You stayed here not too long
sir.
Ago?
How's your day going?
Oh, pretty good. How's your day going?
Good. So far, so good.
That's good to hear. I needed to let you know that you won the contest for the free night stay.
Well, how lucky was I?
I know. You put your business card in this box, and you've won the contest. Congratulations.
I'm super excited. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hey, do you want the room, though?
Yeah, do I just go by and pick up a certificate, or what do I do?
Yeah, no, I'll just put it in the computer, so next time you come by, it'll just be in the computer for you. But, you know, like, if you don't want it, because sometimes I ask people if they don't want it, and if they don't, I can transfer it over to my name. I don't really tell my manager about it, but then me and my friends, we have parties in the room.
Well, that sounds cool for y'all, but, you know, we'll definitely use it. We actually live about an hour outside of town, so...
Yeah.
We come in for a work function. That's pretty handy.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, like, it's kind of, you know, I don't make a lot of money here. I'm basically minimum wage. And just having a party every once in a while is kind of nice. Are you sure I can't just have it?
Maybe when I win the next one.
Well, can we have a party, like, when you come here? Can I have friends over?
Oh, my wife would definitely hate that.
Why? Like, what's her problem?
I guess just me.
Is she just like the fun police?
I guess so.
Damn it.
Everything else going well?
Yeah, everything's fine. I've got you here I've got you set up in the computer for your stay. Just, you know, just mention to them that you've got the free stay and they'll see it in the computer.
Well, you are very cool. I appreciate you letting me know.
Oh, sure, no problem. I'm going to write in here. I'm going to add a little note. That says, will not let me use his room for my party with me and my friends.
Understood.
Do not like this guy. I'm writing that in.
Then they already have that note in there.
What's that?
They may already have that note in there.
Oh, you didn't before, but now you do. I put it in the special notes part. You can't see this part. But I'm writing it in there. Do not like.
All right.
Just so you know, I'm putting in the computer here that you're going to get the room in the basement.
Okay.
That's the room that we give to people when we're all filled up or if we just don't like them.
Fair enough.
Yep. I mean,
all right, thanks for your help.
It's nothing personal. It's just, you know, like you're kind of killing my buzz and not letting me have a party. So, room in the basement. It's next to the boiler room.
Well, it should be plenty warm.
Yeah. It's where we keep all the spare beds.
Okay.
All right. Well, we hope you...
Thank you.
Hope you come around here soon.
All right. Have a great day.
All right. Bye, Daryl.
Bye.
He just refused to react. So that one is for Daryl and Jessica, and I guess it's a joint business card. So there's another number on here with the same prefix, so it's probably Jessica's cell phone.
Please enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
And Jessica has an annoying ringtone. She's one of those people. So let's see if I can talk to Jessica. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hey. Jessica. It's Roy from the hotel. I guess you and Daryl stayed here not too long ago.
Yes.
And you dropped your business card in this box here, and you actually won this month. You get a free stay.
What?
Yeah. Congratulations.
Fabulous.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. Do you want the room, though?
That is exciting.
Do you want the room?
I would love it.
Okay. I just, you know, like sometimes if people don't want it, I just put it in my name and I like me and my friends hang out there and just drink and stuff. But if you want it,
I plan on doing the same thing.
Yeah. Well, maybe we can come by, me and my friends, and just hang out and drink a bit.
Sure.
All right. I talked to Daryl.
Well,
he's acting like he wouldn't even like that, but if you'd be okay with it. It's like a normal thing. Like, we're good people and everything. We just drink and smoke a bunch of marijuana.
Well, I don't know how you might smoke.
No, it's cool because we know how to keep it on the DL because we work at the hotel. So you're not going to get in trouble for it. It's just marijuana smoke.
Yeah.
Not cigarettes.
Well, when you're in Colorado, you're in Colorado.
No, it's cool. It's fine. We do it all the time. We smoke weed in the back room and all over the hotel. It's just a little party, just a little get together. Don't worry about it.
You're hilarious.
I'm serious. I also have to get you to, you're going to have to sign a waiver when you come in, just stating that you and Daryl are a couple of cheap hobos in order to get the room.
Well, I don't mind owning that one.
All right. And I'm going to need you to just confirm with me vocally here on the phone that you are a cheap hobo.
Oh, you're silly. Did Daryl put you up to this?
No, not at all. I'm just here at the hotel. This is Roy. So if you could just, we've got the recording. I'm going to put it on your account here. Just say, my name is Jessica, and I am a cheap hobo.
I don't know, Roy, that's super professional.
Yeah, it's fine. It's just for our personal records. It's not going to be like, you know, public record or anything. It's just here in our computer that you're confirming that you're a cheap hobo because you don't want to pay.
When standard. You confirm that with Ms. Hawthorne or Athena, let me know.
Oh, okay, name dropper. I mean, you still have to sign the waiver.
Well,
you still have to sign the waiver when you come in to...
It states on the paperwork
that you are a cheap hobo. But it helps if we have it here in the computer, because then I can go ahead and set up the room.
Well, confirm it with Daryl if you got to do that.
Okay. I guess I can do that. Is he the other number here on this card?
Yes.
All right. So you're not willing to admit that you're a cheap hobo, even though you're being a cheap hobo?
I think that's in jest, but I don't know that I would use that as your professional calling card.
Well, no, it's just our private records. It's just going to be in the computer. I'm going to put a voice clip in the computer of you saying, "My name is Jessica, and I am a cheap hobo." That's all. I mean, if you want to be a cheap hobo, you got to own up to it. It's part of the promotion. It's all in good fun.
So does this go anywhere else?
No, just here in the computer.
So why would you use that as your promotion and not like...
This is just a thing we do. We just put it in the computer. It's not a big
call
deal.
Call Daryl and have him do it for me.
Well, why can't you do it? Like, no, you both have to sign the waiver. You both have to confirm that you're cheap hobos.
Well, confirm it with... Let me confirm it with Ms. Hawthorne to make sure that is something that you'll do, and then I'll feel very comfortable doing it.
All right, fine.
Thank you.
And are you saying that you're not going to let us party with you when you come here?
I know marijuana.
What if we smoked marijuana outside your room, and then we come inside?
I'm driving, so if it's going to take any longer than necessary, then I really do need to get off the phone.
Okay, well, I mean, it's just a simple question. We just want to party with you when you get here, with you and Daryl. I'm guessing that Texas is not a legal marijuana state, since she had to make her smart-ass comment about Colorado. Man, her and Daryl, they're having such the conversation right now. I wish I could hear it.
Hello?
Hello, Paula?
Yes.
Hey there, it's Roy from the hotel.
Yes.
And you stayed here with us recently, right?
No.
Oh, well, you have your business card in our box.
Yes. I go there quite often, but I've not stayed there. I go to the day spa, and I meet some of my clients there. because they're coming in from out of town.
Yeah. What was the day spa? That's where we found it. You left your weed pipe here.
My weed pipe?
Yeah, your marijuana pipe. The yellow one?
No.
Yeah. It's definitely yours.
No.
And I think we called and left a message. You haven't returned it yet.
What is your name?
My name is Roy. I work here at the front desk. Yeah, last time you were in here, you
First of all, I haven't been to the day spa since before the storm.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, I don't smoke. I don't do weed. I don't do drugs.
Oh, I'm
if
not here to judge.
Joke,
I'm
it's not funny.
I'm not here to judge.
It's not funny.
You can smoke all the weed you want. It's not my business. I'm just saying you left your weed pipe here and it was still half full.
I don't have a weed pipe. Never have, never will, and this is not funny.
Well, I'm not. Jeez. That lady will not be voting yes when they try to legalize marijuana in that state. She is not a fan.
Hello?
Hey, Matthew?
Yeah.
Hey there, it's Roy from the hotel.
Yes, sir.
And you stayed here recently, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yep. When you left, we found your bong. You left it on the floor next to the bed. And we're just wondering if you wanted to come back and pick that up sometime.
I didn't have a bong with me, no, sir.
Oh, no, it was definitely you. No, they went in to clean up your room, and you left your bong in there. It's okay. It happens. It's not a big deal. We're not here to judge.
Oh, maybe it was the young lady that I had staying with me that evening. Maybe it was hers.
Oh, who was the young lady? Did you know her?
No, I just knew her by her first name.
Really? So you had a hooker in your room?
Yeah. No.
Well, how do you have a
lady? Not even close, man.
What was
who is this again?
What was her name? Like Candy or something?
Who is this again?
This is Roy. I work here at the front desk at the hotel.
What's your last name, Roy?
Zurbel.
Who?
Zurbel. I don't see why you're getting an attitude. I'm just trying to let you know that your weed pipes...
No, I mean, I apologize. Hold on, man. I understand you're calling me, but why did you go straight to, like, all of a sudden, like, I don't give a daggum about the bong. I smoke freaking weed, dude. I don't give a daggum about that. But what did you go straight to a hooker about? I don't understand.
Well, you're saying you don't even know her first name. You had a young lady.
Yeah, I know
there.
Exactly who the girl is, but I was just trying to be polite for her.
Not enough.
For you to make a joke like that, it really upsets me and offends me. That's why I want to know what your name is.
Well, I wasn't making a joke. It just seems like she's probably a hooker if you had a young lady there.
I understand what you're saying, man, and I understand your little jokes, but I don't appreciate the innuendo.
No, it's not a joke.
I mean, I understand that you think it's a joke and everything because supposedly a bong got left in there. I still don't know how a bong got in that room because we didn't bring one in there because you can't smoke in the rooms. So, once again, I do apologize that it got left in there somehow. But how you making jokes and innuendos about the girl that I'm staying with is a hooker, I am going to take offense to.
Okay, well, it was not a joke at all. I seriously thought she was probably a hooker. I meant no offense by that. It was no innuendo. It was me clearly stating that she was probably a hooker. And I seriously thought she was probably a hooker. I thought you probably got a hooker.
Okay, so why would you even say that? I mean, at that point, if you're so discreet and you're all these things, why would you even say that?
I never claimed to be discreet.
I'm glad you had a lovely time at our casino. We have something here at the front desk if you'd like to pick it up, and that's where you should leave it at.
Okay, well, don't tell me how to do my job. I just thought you might want to pick up your bomb that you left.
I'm going to tell you exactly how to do your job because you're calling me on my phone, son. And if I got to come down there and handle up on you, I will.
Okay,
you
well.
Tell me how to conduct business when you're calling me up, calling my friend a hooker. Excuse you. Well, is what you're going to say. You're going to say you're sorry right now is what you're going to do.
Well, first of all, I'm not your son, Chief.
First of all, boy, let me tell you something, son. I'm going to come down there right now and put my dick in your motherfucking mouth, boy.
Oh, okay.
Who the fuck are you talking to like that, son? You called my goddamn phone? I'm going to fuck you up. Who the fuck are you talking to?
Well, just come and get your bong. It sounds
I'll
bury like,
your fucking ass, Roy.
Sounds like you need it.
I'll see you soon, bitch.
Sounds like you need the bong. Holy crap. Getting all pissed at me just because I called him out on getting a hooker for the night? Or maybe just for the hour. I don't know if she was an hourly hooker or a nightly hooker.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
Darn it. I was going to tell him we checked the security footage, and we noticed that she left exactly an hour after she came in. So obviously a hooker. But I guess that was a good way to end it. That was the last number on here. I've got one left that's not picking up. I had a couple that didn't work out. I'm sure I'm going to delete those from this show. Because who wants to hear those? But we also have the final boss. I could call the hotel up, Snakey was nice enough to give me the phone number of the hotel. So let's see how that goes.
Hotel, this is Caleb. What can I help you?
Hey there, this is Bob. I stayed at your hotel about a month ago, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I just received a call from someone there that said I left my weed pipe behind.
Okay. Let me go check with housekeeping real quick.
Okay.
Hi, are you still there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, so this is Kelly, and I got your message. I was actually just trying to call y'all back. We're the only ones that have a Troy in the spa, and he has no idea what you're talking about, and neither does anybody in the staff.
Idea what I'm talking about? About what exactly?
About anybody having a yellow half-full weed pipe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's the darndest thing. So you don't have it there then? Like, you didn't find it?
No, for sure, we didn't.
Someone called me and said they definitely found it, so I was hoping to get that back.
Right, and I would definitely agree with wanting it back, but the thing is in the whole hotel, if anybody calls from this number, whether a private room or our room, it would give you this direct line. This line, it's the general hotel line, but the only Troy that we have employed has no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, no, he said his name was Roy.
Oh, yeah, we don't have a Roy either.
Oh, okay, but what about the weed pipe? Is my weed pipe there?
No, like, it's not here.
I mean, like, honestly, I didn't have a weed pipe. I didn't think I had a weed pipe, but maybe, because I did lose my yellow one, so it's weird that you guys would call and say that you found the yellow one.
Right, I totally get where you're coming from. All I know is that we don't have it, and we're not even sure who made that call.
Hmm. Well, is there any way I could get some sort of a credit on my next stay because that was like a $100 weed pipe that you guys probably stole?
No, sir, for sure. We can't do that with lost items.
Oh, darn it. I don't know. He was saying a bunch of weird stuff though. Like, are you sure it wasn't just like that guy at the front desk that I first talked to? Was it him just playing on the phone?
Oh no, I'm sure he's incredibly professional, and that would that's not something that he would do.
Because he said I was stealing light bulbs from the from the hallways, just going around and stealing light bulbs, and you guys had me on security camera.
You're killing me. I can't. No, sir, that's not true either.
Well, I would think not. I mean, I know I was smoking weed while I was in my room, but I wasn't that high.
Right.
It is okay to smoke weed in the rooms, right?
Definitely not.
Well, I mean, it's not like cigarette smoke. It's not going to... It'll...
You know,
I just open
let me transfer you. I know who can help you, okay?
Oh, who are you transferring me to? Oh, no. So apparently somebody else was on hold about their yellow weed pipe. And they thought I was that person. And I think she just wants to transfer me as a joke now.
You have reached the desk of Brianna. I'm currently not at my desk right now. If you can leave a brief message with my number, I will get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Begin recording your message at the tone. When you have finished, you may press the pound key or hang up.
Hey, are you there? Pick up, 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 pick up. Pick up, 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 pick up. Oh, it's probably a voicemail. Never mind. I'll try back. Bye. I didn't know what to do with that. That was confusing. I'm going to call back one more time from a different phone number.
Hotel, this is Caleb. I can help you.
Hi there. This is Roslyn. I'm a minister. I stayed there not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And someone just called me and said that I won the free room, but I had to stay in the basement.
Okay, hold on real quick, okay?
Okay, what are you doing?
I don't know what these calls are coming from. Hold on one second.
What calls? No, it came from the hotel. I have caller ID.
Okay, hold on. Let me go talk to somebody real quick, because you're not the only person that called.
Who else has called? What else has happened?
Some other people are calling and saying they're getting weird calls from us, too.
What kind of calls? About having to stay in the basement?
I'm guessing, yeah. Hold on real quick.
Like, what else? What else did they say?
Hold on real quick.
All right. Now we're getting somewhere. Carol knows how to get him to talk.
Yeah, that was nobody here. Somebody must be just dialing numbers from a room.
Oh, do you have any suspicions on which person it is?
Say that one more time.
Do you have any suspicions on which room's doing it?
No, we're trying to figure that out now, because, like I said, you're not the only person that called us today.
Yeah, I'll drive up there, and I'll slam dunk their behinds.
Yeah, we're trying to figure that out right now.
What else has other people said that is being said to them?
Just that they want a free room and stuff like that, and then they didn't really go into detail. They just said that it sounded like they were lying, but they just wanted to know if they had any other calls like that.
Well, can I talk to the manager? I'm very upset.
Yeah, hold on one second.
Okay. I want to get that lady on the phone again.
This is Chris. How may I help you?
Hey there. This is Rosalyn. I received a call about that I won your contest, but I was going to have to stay in the basement.
I don't know. Somebody's making prank calls using our phone number. I'm so sorry.
Oh, was it that front desk guy? Because he sounded like he might be the type to do that.
What front desk guy?
I don't know, whoever I talked to at the beginning, he transferred me to you. Because he was laughing about it.
He seemed to think he's not doing that.
He thought it was funny. He said,
I'm sorry?
He said, like, LOL, they were telling this one lady about her weed pipe and stuff.
No, he's not doing it. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, who is? Like, it came from your number.
I don't know. This number could be anyone in our room. In one of our rooms, it could be anyone in our meeting spaces. Yeah,
so
we've had several people call, and we're not sure what's going on.
So I didn't win the contest then?
No, but there is no contest.
Well, like, I thought there was a business card. I put my business card in the box for a free night stay.
That would come from our sales department.
Oh.
We wouldn't say you have to stay in the basement.
Yeah, well, like, they said it was a nice room in the basement, and it's just where you keep the extra beds.
There is no such thing.
Because I'd be okay with staying in the basement.
We don't even have a basement.
You don't?
Okay. That is a prank call, okay?
Well, why are you guys making prank calls to me? I'm an old lady.
We're not making, ma'am, we're not doing it. I'm not sure who. Someone in one of our sleeping rooms or something. That's the only thing it could be. I'm not sure. I don't know what else to tell you.
It sounded just like you. Are you sure you're not, like, kidding around?
Goodbye.
She sounds like she is not enjoying this stuff at all today. But you know what? That's just going to make tomorrow that much easier, right? We're giving her an easy day tomorrow. You're welcome, lady. So I guess that's the end of this list. Thank you again, Snakey, for this one. Those were fun to call. And thanks for the ideas that you sent with them. Because you know me, I don't have original ideas. I just take everyone else's ideas. Those were some good ones that you sent in. Thank you for that. Let's listen to some voicemails. Oh, wait, by the way, the Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls, the episode that I just released last week, and I meant to release another episode by now. I've not finished it up yet. I'm going to try and finish that up maybe tonight or something. But if you're enjoying these hotel calls, the most recent episode of Mr. Dabalina's is the same type of hotel call. Somebody sent me a list where they knew the names of a bunch of people that had stayed in the hotel, and I accused people of stealing light bulbs, and I accused one lady of peeing the bed. I remember she got really pissed. Pissed, get it? And it was really fun. That was episode 19 of Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls. You can find that at worldofprankcalls.com. And episode 20 is going to have more of the same. They were all really good calls. I mean, good reactions to the calls. I don't want to sound like I'm bragging or anything. But they were really fun to listen to. They're from 2015. So be sure to check those out, worldofprankcalls.com. Episode 19 and 20. If you like today's show, you'll probably like those two episodes. All right, voicemail.
Brad.
Oh, my God, stop doing that.
What's up? It's been a while since I called.
Hey, Big Moist.
Bro, you've been pumping out so many shows. It's so fast, I can't keep up.
I know. It's crazy.
I want to let you know, I like how you've kept Hugh as your last name for some calls.
Yeah.
It's funny if they believe that.
Not everybody shares that opinion. A lot of people hate when I use the last name Hugh.
Last name is Hugh. But it's even funnier when they don't believe you and they try to call you out on your bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just quick thoughts. I'm going to try to catch up on the rest of your shows, and I'll give you more criticism later.
All right, thank you.
All right, Drunk Big Moist out.
Don't you call in to the Distorted View show, Big Moist? Or are you a part of the Dick show? Because I hear some people that call into my voicemail also calling into the Dick show and also calling into Distorted View. It's very confusing. I can't remember which one you're from. But I have good news for you, Big Moist. Starting this weekend, there is going to be a definite slowdown of snowplow shows because I'm going to be away from home for a little while. So everyone be preparing for that. There is going to be a slowdown of snowplow shows. I might release some best of shows or, you know, repost some old shows. I'm still going to be doing shows every week, but it might be more like one snowplow show a week instead of two. And I'll definitely try to keep up with the Hobosodes, but just so y'all don't freak out, shows are going to slow down for a few weeks. It happens every year. Don't worry about
it. Always say I'm a guest here and then say how many people can sleep in your lobby. It'll really trip people out because what the people are told is you can only be in the lobby if you're a guest. But they really don't know the answer and it really throws them for a loop. So just say, hey, I'm a guest and can 12 people come down? Like, because they really don't know the answer. Think you'd have fun with it.
Okay.
That is all.
All right. Thanks. Did his voicemail just kind of start in the middle of an idea or something?
It always say I'm a guest here.
Yeah, it kind of did. Like he doesn't say a single thing about hotels. Just lobbies and guests and I don't know. Maybe he's talking about a post office or something.
Hi, Brad. It's Jennifer. Jennifer 8 Cacti.
Hey, Jennifer 8
Jennifer
Cacti.
Jennifer the accountant. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm just calling to say hi because I'm on my way home stuck in traffic and I've never called before.
Holy
shit.
So
keep up the good work. Love the show, obviously. And
yeah.
I'll listen to you later.
All right. First time caller. Long time listener, Jennifer 8 Cacti.
Brad.
Hey.
Oh, I, Brad, had a nice birthday. I got a globe. My mum and dad got us a nice wee globe for my birthday, so that was quite a good wee birthday present. And thanks for wishing me a happy birthday as well, Brad.
You're welcome.
Anyway.
I didn't understand anything you said before the birthday thing.
So, for ideas, you could say you're flushing your girlfriend's jewellery down the toilet and the ring that she gave you, just flush it all down the toilet.
Yeah. My gangster friends. I'll say I basically started a gang war against the apartment complex because I flushed down someone's bling that
hey,
I
Brad,
shouldn't have.
Hey, Tim Riggy. Hey, Snowplow Show.
Hey, Tim Riggy.
Show listeners.
I talked to Tim Riggy the other night on the PLA show. I'm surprised I remember that.
This is Tim Riggy. I'm just calling up because I know you got this thing on the Discord where you can type in your fucking your ideas, you know,
yeah.
Give your ideas. I don't know who you think you are, like. People are going to log on. Like, what are you, Copernicus? Like, give me ideas. Anyway, so I'm not going to do that. But I had this idea, right?
Fine.
Imagine you call up people who live, like, right on the time zone, and you'd be like, oh, we're going to, we're changing the time zone. Like, you're going to be in a new time zone. Like, we're it's the...
Just their house, though, right? Like, none of the neighbors, just them. That's a great idea.
What do they call that? Not demographics, your district. Your district.
Yeah.
You've changed districts, and now you're in a new...
just your house.
You know what I'm trying to say. Okay, love
I
you.
Get it.
Cactus.
Thanks.
Bye.
Tim Riggy always has the best ideas. And I really like that one. I wish he would have typed that into the Discord. You know what? I'm going to get on the Discord right now, and I'm going to type it in for him. Tim Riggy's great idea from a voicemail. Call people right on a time zone and tell them the time zone of their house is changing. And I'm going to pin it to the top of the group. There we go. It's like you just did the thing that you said you're not going to do, Tim Riggy. How do you feel about that? What are you going to do about it? Take that.
Yo, RBCP.
Hey.
It is Mr. Taco again.
Hey.
I know.
It's the real Mr. Taco.
Since my last phone call, which was, I think, like yesterday. But check this out. I found a great way of occupying my time. I'm kind of unemployed right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been at the house mostly.
Yep.
And I have a landline, believe that or not.
Fucking
and
weirdo.
And I get calls every 15 minutes from either car dealerships trying to, or car things trying to offer me a new warranty,
yeah,
or
I get that one.
Apple telling me that
car warranties and student loans. That's the two that I get on my cell phone all the time.
My Apple account has been activated 75 times in Russia and Bulgaria, and so I've started referring to it as reverse prank calling.
It's
because
genius.
I try and keep them on the line for as long as I can, and then, you know, when they're like, okay, so what does the screen say? And I'm like, it says you are a motherfucker.com or you are a son of a bitch.com. And I've actually found some amusement in this. So,
yeah,
you know, this might be a new
That's what people do these
thing
days.
For you to do.
When you stay home all day, instead of watching soap operas in 2018, you fuck with telemarketers.
Get a landline. And you'll start receiving all these stupid fucking calls.
Yeah.
It's great.
I'm going to do it.
Anyway, love you, man.
Thanks.
Appreciate all you do. You get me through the day.
All right.
Thanks, Brad.
Your long days at home where you're so bored that you're torturing telemarketers. Glad I could help. I really need to get an Android phone recorder, like an app that automatically records my calls for those telemarketers. Or I guess I could just hold my phone up to this microphone, maybe. I don't know.
Hey, Arby. It's Duluth. Hey, my wife just got a bunch of Monkey Records, and listen to this song.
Monkey Records.
Zilch. Mr. Doubleman and Mr. Bob Doubleman.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Doubleman and Mr. Bob Doubleman.
Set off the YouTube copyright alarms for me, why don't you?
I hope that was the least amount of time for YouTube to flag you or whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, my wife loves the Monkees. Every time we listen to your
I'm
show,
I'm sorry to hear that.
Mr. Novelina, she like goes nuts. So, love the shows. The
okay.
Duelist and wife here, loving it.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Thanks
Keep
for...
Keep it up. Later, bye.
Trying to get me a copyright strike. I appreciate it. Yeah, people always ask me where Mr. Novelina comes from, and I say it's a song by Del the Funky Homo Sapien, but Del stole it too. He stole it from the Monkees, some track they recorded when they were really high, I think.
Hey, Brad. This is Colin in from Tempe, Arizona.
Hey.
Colin from Tempe, Arizona.
All right.
And I just wanted to say that I'm sorry to hear about Ding Temper, you know.
It's still
all
happening.
Things, but I'm glad it's still going to happen, you know, one way or another. So
yeah.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say how great
You
it
know,
is.
I got tired of Ding Temper for an entire month. I kind of wanted to change it to Ding Temper Week or something, or maybe Ding Tim's Day. Because an entire month of doing the same type of prank call, it was really cramping my style. So it's for the best that I'm not going to be doing nonstop Ding Timber calls.
Out here, I've been able to see so many, like, Film Losers of America relics around. Like, I went to Paradise Valley and saw the cacti cameras.
Oh, shit.
And everything like that. You know, I just saw...
You should visit that old man.
Waymo self-driving car. So that was pretty funny, too. Anyway, just... Yeah,
I'm
great
jealous.
To be out here and being a phone loser. Maybe I'll go to Roy, New Mexico one day, go a couple miles to the east. Anyway, love you, Brad. Cactus.
You should. I got to get down there one of these years. Waymo's supposed to open up their services to the public later this year, they claim. Still not sure I believe that. But when they do, I need to take a trip to Arizona, take a trip in a self-driving car.
Hey, Brad.
That's worth the trip.
It's Gordon Bombay.
Hey, Gordon Bombay.
Who got to you, Brad? Who got to you?
What? What?
I just listened to your last show. And you sounded scared.
Oh, did I?
The one woman was yelling at you and you backed down immediately.
Yeah, maybe it was just an off day.
And the one guy mentioned the police and you immediately, well, this is a prank call, it's just a prank call. And then,
I always do that.
Anytime somebody was saying you can't dig in my yard, usually you'd say, you don't have a choice, we're coming over anyways. But you were pleading. Don't think I didn't notice, Brad. You're acting different.
Hmm.
Like you have fear of consequence.
Yeah.
Which I happen to know that you have ice in your veins, and you've never had that.
Yep.
As unnatural and weird as it is.
I need to stop being a pussy.
Get another call.
I need to drink a ton of alcohol before every show.
You know your old friends?
Then I won't be afraid.
All right, I hope you're well. And if there's someone in the room... Just cough, but make a...
Blink twice.
Make a sound.
Yeah.
So we know to come get you. All right, bye, Brad.
I'll clear my throat three times, so you know.
Hi, Roy. This
hey.
Is Josephina from the Phone Losers of America corporate office.
Okay.
Okay, Roy. Pick up the phone. Pick up the phone.
It's a voicemail, you idiot.
Pick up the phone. I'm from the corporate office, Roy.
Am I really going to listen to the entire minute and a half of this?
I know you're there, Roy. Stop lying.
Probably not.
I'm on my way to Albuquerque for the annual PLA corporate meeting, and I need to stop by the situation room because I got a situation.
Oh, shit.
I have second and third degree burns all over my hands.
How did that happen?
And upper body, and I'm all bandaged up here.
That's.
I'm in a self-driving Uber car,
sorry to
and
hear.
I just entered the Roy, New Mexico city limits. Mm-hmm. When I get there, I'll need you to help me into the bathroom, and then lift up my skirt, slip my panties off, and pull out my anal plug.
Okay.
When I'm done going to the bathroom, you'll need to help me get up off the toilet, wipe my butthole,
sounds like a lot of work.
The anal plug, and pull my panties back up.
All
right. And remember, Roy, it's company policy that all employees must wash their hands upon exiting the bathroom. Also, I brought along your weekly paycheck. Unfortunately, I can't sign it because my hands are all bandaged up.
That sucks.
So I guess you won't be able to cash it.
You didn't tell me how your hands got bandaged up.
See you soon.
All right, stop by anytime. Hurry up. I don't have all day.
Hey, Brad. It's Matthew from Australia.
Hey.
This time we have some cryptocurrency pranks happen.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe tell them that.
Call from their bank.
Bitcoin from now on. Or that.
Call from their bank and tell them we've converted all of their dollars over to Bitcoin. They're going to be rich.
They put their house in the blockchain. And if they want to ever sell their house, they've got to learn Ethereum tokens or something like that. Bye.
But then I have to, like, explain all this shit to them, how it works. These sound like very complex prank calls.
So, hi, Red. I just want to ask, what was the name of the person that explained the whole court situation? Like, I know you said it, but I can't remember. So, I just want to know what was the name of that chap.
Oh, David King. From the David King whatever show. I forget the name.
Explained it. Because I can't afford to buy the hobo sode.
Aww.
So, yeah, and I want to get informed about this, so...
Uh-huh, you're poor. His voicemail cut off there. But, yeah, it's the David King Show. I'm going to phonelosers.org right now to look it up. Hopefully I can search for David King on phonelosers.org. Yep, there it is. I will put a link to it in today's show notes. So go to snowplowshow.com and look in the show notes, and you will have a link to where that episode is, where he talks about my arrest... and play some of the calls from the grocery store complainer show. It's a fun listen. I just listened to it recently. I'll also put a link to Hobosode 51, so you'll feel bad about not being able to hear all the details of my legal situation.
Episodes behind on the show, but I noticed that you did a new payphone show, and I'm really looking forward to that. I have a question.
Okay.
Are those always going to be on Facebook? Because I kind of quit Facebook.
Yeah.
I know, because I'm stupid and I suck, but it's like, I don't know.
Why'd you quit Facebook?
I'll call in one of these days.
What's your reason for quitting Facebook? But yeah, I usually do those on Facebook. I really should broadcast them on YouTube as well, or Twitch or something. Just Facebook seemed like the best place to do it, and that's where I've been doing it. But I do put them on YouTube after I broadcast on Facebook, so they're sort of on YouTube. Both of the previous payphone shows are on YouTube. And really, I should be doing those audio as well. I should be putting those on Shoutcast. Why am
hey,
I not doing
Brad,
that?
It's Will.
Hey, Will.
It's been a long time since I called in.
That's great.
Maybe you should get 30 or 40 episodes. But I just want to let you know I'm still here. I'm still going to get that Patreon $5 lined up. You know it. Give
yeah.
me a week, man. I'll have $5 lined up. But I just want to tell you to keep up the good work. And I was going to make a prank call suggestion, but I know how much you love that. So
yeah,
fuck you.
Whatever.
But, love you, Brad.
I was just grouchy on the last show, the last two shows. I was off my game, according to that one guy. I lost the ice in my veins.
Hey, Brad, it's Mike from Wisconsin.
Hey,
Mike. I heard you talking about the prank now.
The what?
Hear those calls.
What calls?
And
you cut out.
The list to end all lists. That's such a great thing. How come you haven't used those yet?
I've used it once.
But
I assume he's talking about the Discord list. I've used it once so far. I'm going to use it again. Like Tim Riggy, he posted in there recently. He posted in there this really great idea about time zones and telling someone we're changing their time zone. That's
hey,
going to be
Brad.
Fun.
I was just calling to let you know I had kind of an idea for your apartment
prank calls whenever you have to give them a unit number or an apartment number or whatever.
You called in to the PLA show the other day. Because I remember, I thought you were somebody else. I told you fair is fair. I can't remember your name, but I do remember this phone number. Just so you know.
Just start saying the numbers really slowly, like apartment number 3. And then if they cut you off and like we don't have an apartment number 3, just be like, I wasn't finished. It's apartment 3-3.
I'll start monologuing in between each number of the apartment. That'll drive him crazy.
6 or whatever. So that's it.
Okay.
Bye.
Fair is fair.
Hey, Brad, it's Nico. Just calling today because I wanted to let you know about a mistake you made on YouTube.
Of course.
You've got the Mr. Dalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls up on the Full Moses of America. But every single episode doesn't tell you what episode it is because you made the title so long.
Oh, crap.
Can you, like, rename it Mr. Dalina's and then put episode number there?
Because
it's, like,
maybe I'll
really
do that.
Frustrating. You can't tell which episode it is. And
sorry.
If you've already seen it.
Sorry.
And, like, if I'm picking things out to watch, I like to know which episode I'm going for. Anyways, that's all I got for today. Talk to you there. Bye.
Thanks, Nico. I should do something about that. I hate that, too.
Hey, Brad. Calling in from a payphone in Moline, Illinois, and I have a recommendation for Ding Timber since that's coming around.
Mm-hmm.
When you could tell them that you broke into their car to release a dog that was in there, preferably a large dog, or you could tell them that you were frying a neck on their windshield.
Yeah.
All right. I enjoy the show.
Okay.
I love you. Goodbye.
Bye. Yeah, I released a dog in their car. For what reason? I don't know. The dog was just cold. He just needed to get inside for a little bit. So I let him in your car. That's it. Looks like that's going to do it for today's voicemails. Thanks, everybody, for the calls. Thanks again, Snakey, for the list of phone numbers that we called in today's show. Those were kind of fun. And thank you, sponsors of today's show, high school graduate Jamie F., Serial Shitter, Nagler, and Pat D., You five are the reason that this show keeps happening. I'm forced to release them so frequently, and everybody gets behind on episodes and can't keep up. It's all because of people like you that support the show on patreon.com/phonelosers. If you'd like to support the show, please do. You get lots of extras on the Patreon, like an extra show every single week called the Hobosodes. And this week, you get the payphone show early. I swear there's a reason for that, though. So, support the show. Keep this craziness happening. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Trailer for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. Ah, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Wool worn out suit and shoes. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found. Short, but not too big around. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all of the children and all of their names, and every handout in every town, and every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. Trailers for sale, rent, rooms to still at 50 cents. No phone, no boo, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a
I don't have a weed pipe, never have, never will, and this is not funny.